Greetings, social media wombles. Oh my god, it's September. I remember I did a one of these audio blogs saying, oh my god, where did June go? Or something like that. And now it's September. Wow. Well, August was very much about the 69 unbox hashtag, which got me mobilised to tackle a lot of the boxes that went into storage when I moved house. I got through loads and loads of boxes have gone and emptied, and a carload has gone to charity, but there's still so much more to do. But I have got a couple of projects that are coming up, which I thought I would share. One is working with an old client who is the CEO of Lucy Lockett at Lucy Lockett HQ on Twitter, and he's really keen to understand what's going on with Brexit and how that affects his business. He's very much focused on e-commerce and has been transitioning into that sort of expert arena of talking at conferences about how he succeeded and how he understands e-commerce and how it works for him. And trying to share that best practice, and that's what he's wanting to do. His business is successful, it's running well and effectively and efficiently, and he's now using his time to sort of explore his own understanding and learn and become a expert in the field to benefit his business, but also for his own personal, continued personal development, CPD. So do check out at Paul Edwick on Twitter. But we're going to be putting together some information, really. Paul wants to explore what's going to happen, what it means, understand it himself, but also start blogging about what it means so that other people can understand it. So, and I love the concept, love the idea. I'm kind of on board as a social media producer to help him understand the tools and select the tools that he wants to use. And I've had some really interesting meetings with him. The second project is an event taking place on October the 7th called the High Growth Summit East Midlands. And this is being hosted by a business mentor that I met right at the beginning of my business journey when I was struggling to transition from theatre into business. I am still transitioning because I've made contact with him again to try and find a way of professionally developing my business proposition, which I'm rubbish at. And every now and again, I just throw my hat in the ring and go, oh, for goodness sake, somebody who knows about marketing and knows about business, will you help me, please? I have all of this knowledge. What do you want? You can have all this knowledge. Just tell me how I can actually, after giving you my knowledge, I can sustainably generate some income. So anyway, I'm going to be doing a extend the audience package for the High Growth Summit. And if you don't know what the Extend the Audience program is, it was developed as part of the British Arts Festival Association conference last October, following the back of the following year in Reykjavik when I did the digital audience experience, which was very much the all singing and dancing live stream continuity studio where myself and Phil Campbell were on the ground, had a studio right in the middle of the sort of recess breakout coffee area, and just, you know, had 3 days of live streaming to connect the digital audience with the content, and when the content and the physical venue was in recess, we kind of picked up the slack and generated unique content for the audience who were watching online. So one of the things they didn't want to happen was ever for there to be a be back later. So, oh my goodness, we live streamed pretty much apart from the night time all 3 days. It was brilliant. I really, really enjoyed it. But coming out of that, it really, I discovered that a lot of conference organisations and events planners were still having difficulty convincing their clients of the value of video and live stream and YouTube. And actually what Phil and I had done at that time was a little bit beyond what events companies could really, especially the sizes that I work at, that they couldn't really justify having it plugged into their event, because the client who would be paying for it didn't necessarily have the vision of what that was going to be. So it all became about tuning that down. And when Kim Hart approached me for Extend the Audience, it was part of the Mind the Gap conference that they have this year. It was looking at sort of the gaps that happen between the festival events and that notion of maintaining your audience from event to event, and what happens in the middle is social media. So I took the Extend the Audience concept, and I wanted something that festival organisers and theatre producers and, you know, charities, communities, anybody who wanted to take social media and engage with their audience on a low budget could do. And I came up with the notion of selecting five tools and having those five tools very much plugged in from, you know, the dialogue that happened about the leading up to the event, so before, during and after, and the tools being suited to whatever event. So the British Arts Festival Association, we used Periscope to live stream the keynote. So we didn't live stream everything, we only live streamed key components, A, because I couldn't be everywhere at once and there were other things that we wanted to do. But actually, I think with an online audience, they're not going to sit there for the entire session and then go out for their break and then come back in and network. There is times where you might want to just see that content, especially if there's no integrated networking with it. However, integrated network, I think, is really important. So alongside the event, I was running Appear.in, which is a video chat room. Runs just on a browser. Don't need any software. It doesn't run on Safari and it doesn't run on Explorer. Something to do with security layers, but I'm afraid it's only Chrome, Opera and Firefox, and it does have an app. And that was running all the way through the event. And the idea of that is, if you've seen a keynote and you want to chat to someone at a break, you could drop in there and there would be somebody there to have a chat to you. You know, probably myself, I get a notification when someone drops in. As long as they stay there long enough, I can drop in, or we can have someone monitoring it. So that was the second app. The third app was Beam. Now, one of the sessions was travelling around to different cultural locations. So they did a sculpture tour. And for the sculpture tour, I encouraged the festival organisers, all the delegates were festival organisers of some description, to download Beam and just play with it. So for those of you who don't know what Beam is, it's instant capture video and publication to the Beam site. Instead of looking through your viewfinder, it uses the sensor that stops your phone activating when you're making a phone call, and you just press the screen of your phone to your chest against a wall and it activates the camera. Video's for, I think, 8 seconds now, and then when it's finished, it uploads to Beam, and you can now take those Beams and download them and do stuff with them. But essentially, that mechanism of your audience not looking through a viewfinder, so we used that. We then had Pobbit. Now, Pobbit is a dedicated live stream service. It has an app, it is scheduled, a company has a franchise to be able to run through the Pobbit servers. One of the filmmakers had camera, had the server, did the live stream of one of the things, but I demonstrated how having contained content, so being able to monetize your content. So Pobbit was kind of included in that set of apps. And then finally, we had Blab. Sadly, Blab now, for various reasons, mainly to do with the fact that they didn't like the quality of the content, it seemed. There wasn't enough quality content for them to continue. So anyway, they've pulled the service, which is a real shame, because it was four seats or four connections with video and then your Twitter audience. And if one of the seats wasn't taken, you would have a circle and an empty seat, effectively. And someone could click on that for the audience, and the person who is moderating could acknowledge it, bring them into the conversation, so you can have four-way dialogue. It was brilliant. And we did those, two of those, between sessions throughout the day, so that some of the speakers could engage with people. So anyway, that's how that worked. So for the High Growth Summit, I've just secured an agreement on what apps they're going to use. And I've realised how long I spent explaining that. So I will actually do another audio blog about the High Growth Summit. But do check it out. The hashtag is High Growth Summit. I'm using the hag HGEM16, High Growth East Midlands 16, to collate my content and the stuff that I want to pull to different places. You're welcome to use that hashtag. Do check it out, highgrowthsummit.co.uk. It's on the 7th of October. There's some great speakers who are coming together with, I think, about a physical audience of 75 to 100 to talk about how you can grow your business to higher revenues. Something that's beyond me. It's a part of business that I find very dry. I'm hoping that including this type of content, it can be invigorated a little bit and given a little bit more originality while still retaining the quality of the content, because the speakers are fantastic. It's being hosted by Stuart Ross at @high_growth on Twitter. He was a business mentor of mine many, many years ago. I have turned to him to help me put together a proposition to take to organisations to do what I'm going to be doing for his event. So he's getting a freebie, but with the expertise that I know I'm going to be getting back, I feel that this is a real value project. So thank you very much for listening. I'm quite excited about September and the beginning of October. I have no idea what's going to happen after the 7th of October. I'm still in that kind of working month to month. When it does get to that point, I think there's going to be... I've got a visit to Harlow to talk to Harlow Ballet and the directors about their social media. And then there is a TEDx in the valley. In the making. So that's going to probably take me up to Christmas. Oh my God. So thank you so much for listening. I'm at PCM Creative on Twitter and everywhere else. And I do also have a YouTube channel, which I am trying to grow. So please go find me on YouTube and subscribe. Speak soon.